Welcome to Didache, where we are studying to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word of truth so we can worship God in spirit and truth, deepening our knowledge of God, thereby enabling us to deepen our love for God. Here is your host, Justin Peters.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Justin Peters. I hope that this finds you and your family doing well today. I want to thank you so much for joining me. David Hogan hails from North Louisiana, I believe in the Monroe area. He has a ministry called Freedom Ministries, and he's done most of his work down in Mexico and some in Central America as well, but mainly in Mexico. He has his own compound down there. But he makes frequent trips up here to the lower 48 and is a frequent guest on Sid Ross' program, is a frequent preacher at Bethel Church, and highly endorsed by Bill Johnson and Chris Vallotton, Sean Bowles as well. But watch this video. This is from a very recent preaching engagement at Bethel Church. In fact, just this past December of 2023. Listen to what Bill Johnson says about David.
How many of you have never heard David Hogan before? Tonight is your first night. Is that right? Wow. That's awesome. How many of you have? This should be the reason. How many of you aren't going to raise your hand no matter what I ask you? That's what I thought. It's always that group. So glad you're here. Well, listen, one of the most treasured friendships that I have in my life and that we have here at Bethel is our friendship with Dave and Debbie. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. David Hogan has impacted us so deeply, so profoundly for so many years. And I look forward every December when it's our grace period to have our friend come and minister to us once again, be in the school tomorrow. But tonight we get him all to ourselves. And I want you just to express your radical love and affection, appreciation for David Hogan as he comes.
Express your radical love, appreciation, and affection for David Hogan. Quite the effusive praise there by Bill Johnson for his friend. And then David Hogan would take the stage. I'm going to show you a clip from his sermon, if you can call it that, a little bit later in this video. Quite interesting. But watch this as he is being introduced by Sid Roth on Sid Roth's program, It's Supernatural. You know Sid Roth, the guy who has some of the looniest of the loony on his program week in and week out. Close personal friends of Dr. Michael Brown for over 40 years. So at any rate, watch this. Listen carefully to what Sid Roth says about David Hogan and his dead-raising team.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest has raised 37 people from the dead. His team has raised 500 from the dead. Do you want to find out how? You may come handy someday.
Wow, 500 people raised from the dead. And you know what? I bet that would come in very handy for a whole lot of people out there watching in TV land. And I have a feeling that Sid Roth just might have a way for us to learn how to raise the dead, too, for a price, of course, but we'll see that in just a little bit. So let's watch David Hogan now as Sid Roth asks him about one of the more famous resurrections in his ministry.
Isn't that amazing? People that have literally... tell me about that one older woman that died.
Yeah, see, this lady, she's a wonderful person, this lady. She started out being a persecutor, a family of wealth that didn't want the gospel in their area. And about 20 years she persecuted us. And then the Lord Jesus got her, captured her. Then about 20 years, she served the Lord with us. Awesome person.
Okay, I want to pause this just for a second because I want you to hear that part again. The timeline here is very, very important. Notice that he says that this woman started off as a persecutor for like 20 years, persecuting David Hogan, opposing everything that he and his team were doing. And then she got saved. And then for, he said, 2015, let's call it 15 years. For 15 years after her supposed conversion, then she started serving with David Hogan. Okay, for 15 years serving with David Hogan. Let's listen to it again and we'll continue.
And about 20 years she persecuted us. And then the Lord Jesus got her, captured her. Then about 20 years, 15, 20 years, she served the Lord with us. Awesome person. But then she contacted two incurable diseases. One of the things that I didn't say about her story to you is she told them not to tell me because she's ready to go because she's an older person.
She was afraid you'd raise her from the
dead. She knew we would. Yes, sir. She knew we would. And so her son, which was one of our pastors, told her, Mom, we've got to tell Brother David.
How old is she at this point?
She's late 80s.
Okay.
Low 90s, maybe.
All right.
So she died and was dead probably between 12 and 14 hours. They prayed for her. And while she was dead, she was walking down this trail that had these little blue lights. And she came to this, over this rise. She was telling me about it. There was a city, Golden City. She saw the city. And I told her, oh, I've never seen the city. I've heard about it, read about it, but I've never seen it. And she explained the spires, the gold, the awesome, the light, the beauty of it. But as she was walking, going over the hill into the city, a light came out of the city towards her, stopped her. And the curtain, the light was a curtain, and out of the light, a brighter light stepped, and it was Jesus. And Jesus was talking to her and telling her, I need you to go back and tell them that I'm coming soon.
He told her to come back and tell us that he is coming soon. If only we had a book or something that would let us know that.
And out of his garment, he pulled another light and handed it to her. It was it was in a crystal box. It had no energy source, but yet it was emitting light.
You know what he just described there sounds an awful lot like a movie I once saw.
Odin's treasures.
Fake.
Most of the stuff in here is fake. Weak.
Smaller than I thought it would be. That's not bad.
And Jesus handed it to her, and she took it. It's in her hand. And then it dawned on her. She said to Jesus, I don't have any money to pay for this.
So let me get this straight. This woman died. She's now in heaven talking to Jesus, who put something in her hand that looks an awful lot like the Tesseract. I don't think I'm the only one who saw the Avengers movies. I think David Hogan did too. So she's in heaven. She's been saved now for at least 15, maybe 20 years. She's in heaven. Jesus puts this thing in her hand and she says, I don't have any money to pay for that. Do you think if you had been saved for 15 or 20 years and you went to heaven, do you really think that there would be anything in heaven that you could buy? This is absurd, friends. He's just making this stuff up.
And Jesus said, the light of the gospel is free. Take it back to the people.
Oh, the light of the gospel is free. Yeah. You know, one of the funny things, I've watched a number of sermons, if you can call it that, by David Hogan. I've never heard him even present the gospel. But anyway, what grabs the headlines here is this woman was raised from the dead. David Hogan himself has raised 37 people from the dead, and his whole team, between them, 500 people raised from the dead. Wouldn't you like to know how to do that? Boy, I would too. And I bet there's a way we can learn how to do it. Here we go.
Be right back.
Call now and get David Hogan's Supernatural Transformation Package, which includes 8 pocket-sized booklets. The anointing contained in these power-packed teachings will cause you to walk in the supernatural every day. This is the only written material available anywhere by David Hogan. Plus, you will receive his anointed DVD message, Holy Spirit and Fire. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9626.
So, for the low, low price of $39, you can get David Hogan's little booklets here, and the CD or DVD, is it? And you, too, can learn how to raise the dead, just like David Hogan. That's one of his booklets. After all, that little maroon one right there, How I Got to Raise the Dead, and you can learn how to raise the dead, too. So, not a bad deal for $39. Dear friends, David Hogan is just the latest in a long, long list of charismatic charlatans and hucksters who are given a very big public platform because of the very high demand that there is for this kind of stupidity. And no, I do not regret using that word. In fact, I did a little bit of research into old David Hogan. And so I went to his own website to start my research. Primary sources are always good. And I clicked under testimonials, and lo and behold, look-a-here. Here's our friend. Here is this lady who was raised from the dead, a picture of her on his website. Now, recall in the video that David Hogan said that she got saved 15 or 20 years before she died, served with David Hogan, 15 to 20 years.
And about 20 years, she persecuted us. And then the Lord Jesus got her, captured her. Then about 20 years, 15, 20 years, she served the Lord with us. Awesome person.
And yet, on his own website, look at the description. This lady and her family were not saved, and then she died. The people from the town came by to pay their respects. Along with them came 2 pastors. They prayed for her, and God raised her from the dead. She and her family then came to Jesus. Well, that's weird. So on the set of Sid Roth, he says that she got saved 15 to 20 years before she died. But in this, on his own website, in a screenshot I took this morning, she died, was raised from the dead by David Hogan, and then she and her family got saved. Which is it? Friends, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. You know, I see this all the time with these kind of folks. Same thing with John Piper, the guy who died, said he spent 90 minutes in heaven. You know, in his book, he said he did not see God, did not even see a luminous glow that might have indicated his divine presence. Yes, I've got that memorized. I believe it's on page 83. But now when he goes around telling his story, he says he did see God. He saw that when he was in heaven, he looked up and on the top of the hill, he saw the brightest light I had ever seen. He said, and I quote, "And I know who that was. It was the Lord high and lifted up." So yeah, I see this stuff all the time. These people are such prolific liars that they cannot keep their own story straight. They tell a story, and then as the years go on and they do more and more interviews, more and more television appearances, the story gets embellished. And same thing here. He's lying. This lady wasn't raised from the dead. It's just a hoax. Well, what about the 500 people? We'll talk about that in just a moment. But I found another website that has quite a bit of information about David Hogan, and I want to read some of this to you. Now, this was written, you can tell it, when you look through the website, you can tell that this was put together not by a cessationist. This is someone who knows David Hogan, has been around him, worked with him, but he's not a cessationist. He would be someone who's, I guess, charismatic. He is open to miracles and signs and wonders and faith healing and that kind of thing. So he's not a cessationist. But he says this, I'm going to show you just a few screenshots. I'll put the link down below so if you want to read the whole thing. But he says under The Awful Truth, talks about a man named Alvin Landry, who was a missionary, served along with David Hogan. And I guess this must be a typo because there's like a line in these first two paragraphs that are repeated here. But at any rate, this man named Alvin Landry, who worked with a lifelong friend of David Hogan, says, quote, look at the quote at the bottom. David's problems go way back, and he has been telling tall tales his whole life. I have caught him in so many lies that I have lost track. Landry goes on to say, he was then asked if Hogan was a pathological liar. Alvin Landry said yes. And he said, quote, David picks up people to work for him that are insecure or with troubled backgrounds or in a crisis. His main thing is control. He controls like a gang leader. He uses all kinds of profanity and covers it by saying that you should say all that is in your heart. He has expressed very immoral and vulgar things about women, using the rationale that if you say it out, you won't do it. He treats women like mules. His authority can't be challenged. Somebody needs to stand up. He has serious mental problems. No workers at Freedom Ranch, that's the name of his place down in Mexico, have assets. He and his wife are the board and own everything. The board of reference is only on paper and knows little. David has huge assets and his over 200-acre ranch. When you tell one lie after another like David does, you get hardened. David has no conscience and does not know where the beginning and end is of all the lies. If one person, just one, were raised from the dead, it would be all over the Mexico newspapers. Most people in Mexico have never heard of David Hogan. They only know of him in America, and down there in Mexico, no one would believe any of the reports. Sooner or later, believe me, you will see buildings burning in Tempo just like Waco. David is paranoid and anti-government, and he sees his compound as an end-time place of survival. With his personal slaves and hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank, he knows he will survive. He has huge investments. So this is from someone who is a lifelong friend of David Hogan. And he makes an excellent point here. He's unknown in Mexico. If he and his team had really raised 500 people from the dead, there would be proof of this, especially in Mexico. Why do I say that? Because Mexico is about 72% Roman Catholic. According to these stats here, you've got about almost 100 million Catholics in Mexico. Roman Catholicism is famous or infamous regarding its fascination with signs and wonders and miracles, apparitions of Mary, getting the image of Mary burned in your toast, weeping statues, body parts from saints, dead saints that come back to life. I mean, Roman Catholicism is full of this kind of stuff. They have a fascination with this kind of thing. And so if David Hogan and his team had really raised 500 people from the dead, friends, it would be all over the place. There would be proof of it. And yet, and I scoured, I looked and looked and looked for proof of any of these resurrections. There is not a scintilla of proof to be found anywhere. If you had raised 500 people from the dead, don't you imagine at least one of these folks would have come along and said, hey, I'm one of those 500 that was dead. Now I'm alive again. Here's proof of it. There would be some proof somewhere. Folks, if he and his team had raised 500 people from the dead, even if they had raised 5 people from the dead, he would be a rock star in Mexico. I mean, he would have millions of people following him, especially in a country like Mexico. The very fact that he is practically unknown is proof positive. This guy's a liar. He's an absolute liar. Let me read to you some more from this same article. So this is under witness reports. This is from another, a different guy named Fred. And he says, David Hogan has preached, if you can call all that bragging preaching. And by the way, the sermons the times I've watched him talk, practically from start to finish, all he does is talk about himself. Stuff that he has done, stuff that he has seen, he has experienced. He is truly the hero of his own stories. It is bragging. So David Hogan has preached in our local church many times. Several groups have gone down for a few years for short-term mission work, and one became a missionary with him for 6 months or more. None of them have ever seen any miracles happen in Mexico other than a bunch of Mexicans falling out, being slain in the spirit. They were basically worked as slaves while they were there. This from another eyewitness. This is a different person. Writes, in Bible college, a group of students went down to Mexico to minister with David Hogan on a missions trip. Everyone worshiped this guy and wanted to be like him. One kid came back rather disillusioned by what he saw. The team didn't see any miracles occur. He said David was rather a foul-mouthed person. At one point, David Hogan told the male students, "Don't come near my house tonight because I will be in there doing that to my wife." My friend was like, "What? This guy's out of his mind." The teachers at school acted like he was some sort of god, even though none of the miracles could be proven. And I, like everyone, really wanted to believe. But things got even weirder when classmates in my apartment complex lost their baby and literally kept its dead body in their apartment for 3 days, praying over it like David Hogan had preached at our school. Finally, the school president called the authorities. Dear friends, that is so disturbing on so many levels. Not just what this guy says that he was going to do with his wife in front of a bunch of male college students, but then these people who in an apartment complex, they had apparently had a baby die, and they kept their dead baby in their apartment for 3 days, believing that God was going to raise that baby from the dead. Because they'd been following David Hogan and listening to him and his made-up stories about raising all these people from the dead, made them up, and they kept this dead baby in their apartment for 3 days until finally the president of the school called the police. It's unbelievable. Very reminiscent, is it not, of, remember a few years ago when that little 2-year-old girl, I believe she was about 2, named Olive at Bethel Church in Redding, California, pastored by Bill Johnson. They kept believing and proclaiming that she was going to be raised from the dead. Remember that? Same kind of thing. And David Hogan's a regular speaker at Bethel Church. This is so disturbing. I wish I could say this isolated statements, isolated occurrences of this kind of thing happening. I've heard so many stories like this. So many. From people. It is disgusting and shocking. Here's yet another witness named James Johnson. I worked with Hogan for several years as a missionary of Freedom Ministries and am still close to several of them who worked with him during the same time period, none of which are still with him. I finally was lied to enough by him to leave. Of course, he labeled me as a devil, as he does everyone that leaves him. That is the mark of a cult. That's the mark of a cult. You know how many times I've heard testimonies like that from charismatics leaving their bad church? They're treated the same way. They're shunned. They're called a devil. All those. I wish I had a nickel. Wish I had a nickel. And make no mistake, I was in the inner circle with him and spent years in the jungles of Mexico right alongside him. So I am qualified as a witness to his claims. My take on David Hogan after several years with him is that he is, and has been for several decades, out of control and held accountable by no one. He wants to be somebody so bad that he's willing to spin these false claims to bolster his image. And these testimonials go on and on and on. People who know him, who are with him. The guy is a liar. He's evil. He's a liar. He does not belong to Christ. You cannot belong to Christ and behave this way and continue just to make up these lies after lies after lies. And yet he's in good with Bethel Church and Sid Roth and all the others. In fact, as we land the plane here, I want to show you this clip of his sermon from Bethel Church just this past December, 2023.
Like, I'm not going to talk about it tonight, but in Acts chapter 4, when those boys healed that guy, in Acts chapter 3, it caused a lot of trouble. See, every one of you in here want to raise the dead like I can. But you have no idea the significant problems it causes. Just to think, just to say it out of your mouth.
Okay, I want to break that short clip up into even shorter little snippets because there's some salient points here. So, first one.
See, every one of you in here want to raise the dead like I can.
He is both right and wrong. Everyone in there does indeed want to raise the dead. That's why people go to Bethel Church. That's why they go to Bethel School of Supernatural Ministries, BSSM. Every single person affiliated with that false church is there not for the preaching, not for exposition, because they never heard exposition. They're there for the signs and wonders, the miracles, the buzzes, all that kind of stuff. They want to learn how to operate in the miraculous and do the things that their leaders claim that they can do, not the least of which is to raise the dead. In fact, Bethel BSSM has even had a dead raising team before. I don't know if they still got it together or not because they didn't have a lot of success. And by a lot, I mean none. So he says, you're all here because you want to be able to do what I can do. So in that, he is right. That's why they're there. But where he's wrong is, he says, you want to raise the dead like I can. You can't raise the dead, David Hogan. You're a liar. You're a liar.
But you have no idea the significant problems it causes. Just to think, just to say it out of your mouth.
The only problems it causes is problems for you with your credibility, because you have none. You have no proof. The problem is your own credibility.
When those boys healed that guy in Acts chapter 3, it caused a lot of trouble.
Okay, now that is an interesting statement. He said those boys, who healed that guy in Acts 3, well, by those boys, I think he's referring to the Apostle John and the Apostle Peter. Those were the boys, and he said they healed that guy in Acts chapter 3. Indeed, they did. The man who was born lame from his mother's womb at the temple at the gate called Beautiful. They indeed did heal him. And David Hogan says it really caused some problems for those guys. And then he says, you know, and then he compares those problems it caused for Peter and John. He also has those same problems. Well, no, you don't. No, in fact, your problems, David Hogan, are absolutely nothing like the problems that Peter and John had when they legitimately healed someone. Let's look at this, shall we? Acts chapter 3, verses 9 through 10. This is after Peter and John healed the man who was born lame. Verse 9, and all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they were recognizing him, that he was the one who used to sit at the beautiful gate of the temple to beg alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. So there's a difference right there, David. When Peter and John healed this man, everybody knew it. They all recognized it. They couldn't deny it. All the people recognized this guy as the guy who had been lame for all these years, begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. They knew who he was. And now he was walking. He was running like a deer. There was proof, in other words, of their ability, Peter and John's ability to perform signs and wonders. You have no proof. But it did cause problems for Peter and John, as we shall see. Acts chapter 4, 5 through 7. Now it happened that on the next day, the rulers and elders and scribes were gathered together in Jerusalem. And Annas, the high priest, was there, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and all who were of high priestly descent. And when they had placed them, referring to Peter and John, the apostles, when they had placed them in their midst, they began to inquire, by what power or in what name have you done this? Notice, dear friends, that even the enemies of the gospel could not deny that a true sign and wonder had taken place. Oh, it caused problems for Peter and John. Yeah, they were arrested. They were thrown into prison. That was the problem that it caused, because they had performed an actual sign and wonder, undeniable. Even the enemies of the gospel. Notice in verse 7 the question that they asked him, by what power or in what name have you done this? They didn't ask him, where's your proof? The proof was running around in Jerusalem. The man who was walking, he was the proof. So they knew the enemies of the gospel knew that he had performed a true sign and wonder. And their only question was, how'd you do it? Let's look at verse 14 and 16, same chapter. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say in reply. In other words, the religious rulers, they had nothing to say in reply. The proof was literally standing next to them. But when they had ordered them to leave the Sanhedrin, they began to confer with one another, saying, what should we do with these men? For the fact that a noteworthy sign has happened through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. They could not deny it. Even the enemies of the gospel could not deny that a legitimate sign and wonder had taken place. The proof was quite literally standing next to Peter and John. Where's your proof, David Hogan? Oh, the healing sure did cause problems for Peter and John, but not the kind of problems it causes for you. Your claims, the only problems your claims cause you is your lack of credibility, your own character and integrity. And also, by extension, the character and integrity of Bill Johnson and Sid Roth, who give you a platform. David Hogan, if you happen to watch this, I'll make the same appeal to you that I've made to all of the other charlatans and false prophets and false teachers, including Bill Johnson, including Sid Roth, including Benny Hinn and Kenneth Copeland and Stephen Furtick and all these others. If you were to die right now, you would go to hell. You are not a Christian. You're a liar. You're a deceiver. You are certainly not above reproach, obviously, by the eyewitnesses of people who know you and have served with you. You're lost. You are a hireling. You're a false convert. You're on your way to hell, and I don't want you to go to hell. I don't want that for you. David, you are a sinner. Your sins have earned you the righteous wrath of God. And if you were to die in your sin right now, you would go to a very real place that the Bible calls hell. Every liar has his part in the lake of fire. You are obviously a liar. You have not repented of your lies. You continue to tell them. If you were to die, you'd go straight to hell. The lake of fire where the worm will not die, the fire will not be quenched. There will be wailing, weeping, gnashing of teeth. The full, undiluted fury of God's wrath will be poured out on you for all of eternity, and that torment will never end. You cannot save yourself. You cannot work your way into heaven. Your works are as filthy rags. But God has made a way for you to escape his wrath. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. Jesus, the God-man, one person, two distinct natures, truly God, truly man. Jesus lived a perfect life to the perfect satisfaction and pleasure of God the Father, never breaking any of God's laws. He was the Lamb without blemish. Jesus willingly gave his life on the cross. His life was not taken, he gave it. And on the cross, this perfect person offered his perfect life as a perfect sacrifice to perfectly satisfy the perfect wrath of God, died on the cross, 3 days later, bodily raised from the dead, proving himself to be who he said he was, God in human flesh. And the only way to have the wrath of God removed, David, is for you to repent of your sin, turn from sin, and place your trust in Christ. Genuine repentance is in and of itself granted by God. And if you feel the weight right now of your sin, if your conscience is eating you alive, and I hope and pray that it is, then cry out to God, cry out to Christ, confess your sins before him. Turn from your sin. Place your trust in him. And if you will do that, he will save you. You will pass from death to life. The wrath of God will be removed. David, you have no righteousness on your own. You must have the righteousness of someone else, the righteousness of Christ. And if you are truly repentant over your sin, over your lies, over your deceiving, over your fleecing of people who at least claim to be Christians, over the reproach that you have brought upon the name of Christ, and over all of the other wickedness that people are reporting about you, if you will truly repent, and if you're truly broken over your sin, and if God grants you faith and repentance, then that will bear fruit. And your true repentance will be evidenced by you realizing that you are no longer qualified. You never were, but you will realize that you are not qualified to be in ministry. And so you will shut your ministry down. You'll shut your compound in Mexico down. Shut it down and liquidate everything that you've got. And give that to doctrinally sound ministries, doctrinally sound churches. And you will find a good doctrinally sound church that is led by biblically qualified men called elders. And you will no longer be behind the pulpit. You'll be in front of the pulpit in a chair, in a pew, sitting and learning. That will be the evidence that you've truly come to grips with your sin. And anything short of that is not repentance. Anything short of that makes a mockery of repentance. And if God truly gives you this new heart, then I would also expect that you would reach out to all of your fellow wolves in ministry, like Bill Johnson and Sid Roth and all these others, and you will confront them with their lost condition. But I do want that for you, David. I do not hate you. I do hate what you're doing. I hate what you're doing, but I don't hate you. Humble yourself, confess your sins to Christ, cry out, ask him for forgiveness. And if he grants you that for forgiveness and repentance, then it will be evidenced by you coming out and telling everybody that you've been deceiving them, and you'll no longer be in ministry. All right, dear ones, thank you very much for watching. Until our next time together, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Didache. We hope that you were encouraged and edified by what you just heard. If you have a question or comment for Justin, are interested in more teaching resources, or would like to have him come and preach at your church or conference, you may contact him at justinpeters.org.